We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
With the 7th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
Touchdown, yes! Detroit Lions! TJ Hawkins, yes! They did it! They tied it! They're an extra point away from winning this game! Oh, baby, how big is
it? Yep, all right, and we're back on part two of our bonus content. Enjoy!
So, just a quick breakdown of what we're talking about. The NFL released I'm going to bring up exactly what the report is. This came from Tom Pelissero from NFL Network. So this is the report. The NFL has informed clubs that if games cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week season in 2021 due to a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, the team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seeding. And then also, not only will you not be forfeited in the game, you know, you lose, the players from both sides will not be paid for that game as well.
I didn't even know. It's both sides?
Both teams. So, like, let's say,
shit,
like,
I can see somebody getting jumped, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Let's say, like, God forbid, there's a there's a COVID canceled game. Let's say, like, let's just throw a game out there. Broncos, Chargers, right?
Shit, just random both game. Both teams? Oh, that dude's catching an ass whooping, bro.
If the Broncos have an outbreak, say, I'm just throwing a hypothetical right there. Hopefully this doesn't happen, obviously, right? If there's an outbreak in the Denver Broncos locker room and the game just can't be played or rescheduled in the 18-week season, no one from the Chargers or no one from the Broncos are going to be paid for that game. So the Chargers have nothing to do with the situation. But they won't be paid.
That is tough.
Exactly, man. I mean, this is
that is tough.
So, what's your thoughts on these new rules, you know, being enforced by the NFL? Obviously, it's very encouraging that they're. I mean, they're very encouraging that you get the vaccine and you know, and let's get going. So,
all right. What's your thoughts on this? Before I even break this down, I just want to let everybody know. These are opinions, okay? Our opinion may be different from your opinion. You know, what you believe in, what I believe, what he believes, what, you know, everybody had different.
And that's okay.
Right now, so I don't want, and it's exactly, it's all good. I don't look at anybody different. Everybody has their opinion about this. It is what it is. I get both sides. And the reason why I say that is because the NFL is looking at the situation right now and they're saying, if the players are not doing everything in their ability, in their power to prevent us from losing money, which is if they lose a game, if they miss a game, think about it. They're losing money.
Oh, that's why they don't want to pay the players in that situation.
Exactly. So they're looking at it like, look, you fuck with our money, we're going to fuck with your money. Also, we're going to just make it about you and we're going to make everybody, you know, look at you like, look, you fucked this up. Your teammates going to look at you like, damn, you fucked this up. The other team apparently now is going to look like, damn, you fucked this up. You're fucking with our money. So they're making it look like, look, they want the players to do everything in their power and their ability to avoid, you know, games from being missed. I get that. And I also get the players who has the belief that they don't wish to be vaccinated. And they, the players, I wish they'd be enforced upon them. I get that as well. That's why I see the situation is like, damn, this is tough. Like, what would I do if I was in the NFL right now? You know, so it's tough right now. And like I said, I get both sides. So what are they going to do? Are they going to give in and just say, damn it, I'm just going to take the shot. I don't want to risk my teammates losing out on money. I don't want to risk the team missing out on a potential that, because think about it, that one game could be or that forfeit could be a playoff game. It could be a playoff needing game. You know, your team get that forfeit and your team lost that week over something that you caused. You know, everybody, fans, you know, you're going to have that group of fans that's going to say, look, this is your fault. You just got the damn shot. Everybody's going to look at you different. And then I get the people who saying that, oh, they're being selfish because, you know, they signed up for, you know, they risk COVID, they risk injuries, and they're afraid of a shot. And, you know, everything plays a little factor to it. And I get all sides. That's the thing that makes it tough, because what if a player has that strong belief that they do not wish to be vaccinated? And again, I don't look at the people who don't want to be vaccinated. I don't look at them any different way, because if you don't want to be vaccinated, but you're still taking all precaution to not get the virus, you're wearing your mask, you're social distancing, you know, you're washing your hands, and you never got it, but you just don't wish to take the shot because you don't want something in your body that you are don't know exactly the future as far as the future outbreak of it, or the future, they'll say, the symptoms of it. I get that. So that's why I just think this whole thing is tough. I don't know who's going to budge. I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't know. Tyler, what do you feel? How do you feel about this situation, man?
I mean, just firstly, I want to go on to like some big name players speaking out on this. Guys like DeAndre Hopkins, guys like Jalen Ramsey, Matthew Judon, and many more guys, even Lion Nick Williams spoke on it as well. And they were all against the new rule that the NFL has passed of a COVID outbreak, you know, forfeiting games, losing money, whatever. You know, there was a lot of players against this. And even some of them are contemplating just leaving the game because they think that their health is more important than, you know, playing football, and that if they really are against this vaccine and they just don't, you know, want to risk it, they don't want to, you know, risk their health to play football. And obviously that's a lot of money on the line if you step away from football. And, you know, the NFL, will they hurt from a guy like, you know, these big name players leaving? Yeah. But, you know, this league has been proven, you know, year in, year out, that it's not a one man show. Like, if one player's gone, you know, someone's just going to come up and replace you. I mean, that's the business, unfortunately. And I feel for the players. You know, I do feel for the players, because if you're not comfortable with the vaccine, you know, you're put in a very tough situation now. It's like, do I get this vaccine and just, you know, take the risk? Or do I stand with my pride and, you know, do something I really believe in? It's just really tough. And I think from the NFL perspective as well, I understand it, like you said, because, you know, they can't have another year like last year where they're rescheduling games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So I understand from the NFL's perspective, the rescheduling, it's tough. You know, you just want to get the games in on schedule and just play a normal season like how we always are used to. I don't know. I don't know what the NFL was supposed to do. I don't know what, you know, the players are supposed to do, because there's two different sides and it's hard to please everybody in the situation. So it is a very tough situation. I do think personally that the NFL was a bit much with this rule. I think we've seen in other leagues that they're not as strict on, you know, the rules of COVID-19. And I understand it's very scary and we had a whole pandemic for it. I mean, it deserved to be awareness and have warning, obviously, and have caution. I just think it's a bit strict, you know, forfeiting games and losing money for these players if these games aren't played. I think it is a bit much, and putting these players and coaches in kind of uncomfortable situations if it's something that they don't truly, you know, believe that they want to put in their body. And you just gotta respect it. You gotta respect everyone's decision, because I mean, it's their body at the end of the day. I don't think anybody should really be telling you how what decisions you should be making, especially for a grown adult. So it's a very tough situation. And, you know, I feel for the players, but I do feel for the NFL as well, because I know they were put in a tough situation as well. Of, you know, how could they avoid COVID-19 and just not affect their game? So, you know, I don't know. I feel like something is more to this because, like I said, there's a lot of players just not very happy with what's going on right now. And I think there's going to have to be some type of adjustment because I just don't know how it's going to work. There's no way you could convince the whole NFL and all the players and all the coaches to get vaccinated. It's just going to be very tough and very hard. So I don't know what the NFL does, because we've already seen some coaches from, you know, the Patriots and the Vikings already stepped down just because that they didn't want to get the vaccine. So I don't know. It's going to be very tough, and it's a very tough situation for the NFL.
Yeah, and you already mentioned that, you know, there's been a couple of coaches already stepped down because they refused to get the COVID vaccine shot.
Yeah.
So it's tough. But let me ask you a question, man, because I know people are like, the players are, you know, they're worried about their health, and that's why they don't want to do it. But then again, you have the, you know, the players, I mean, NFL players, they do risk their health and safety every time they go on the field.
Yeah, I mean, but that's something they signed up for.
Do you feel like that's a different
scenario? I think it's completely different in my opinion, because those guys knew what they were getting into when they played college ball or high school ball and when they got drafted. No one signed up to get, you know, a shot in them and, like, you know, get vaccinated. That's not something they signed up for. Like let's say, like, you're going to school. Like, I signed up to go to school. I didn't sign up to get vaccinated to go to school. Like, I think it's different, you know? I know it's obviously very dangerous to play football, but those guys knew what they were getting into when they were doing that. So I think it's different.
Yeah, you think it's a different risk? I mean, again, I think it's a different risk as well. I mean, because the players, I mean, they knew the risk of football. They knew CTE. I mean,
exactly, yeah.
They knew the risk of injury, ACL tears. They know what comes with the territory of playing football.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I guess when you throw a curveball at them and you say, look, you know, they're pretty much saying, get the damn shot. You have to get the damn shot. And I think that's what's rubbing players the wrong way. I mean, it could rub grown men the wrong way, especially if they have a belief that, look, I'm just not doing it, and this is my belief. So I don't know what's going to happen, man. It's going to be a game of you know, they're going to play chicken as far as, like, who's gonna move first, you know?
Yeah.
Is it going to be the players, or are they going to just say, F it, let me just get the shot? I don't want to risk my teammates hating me, because imagine the locker room, bro, and what a player could cause to a locker room.
Yeah,
if he messes up with everybody,
if a game gets canceled,
yeah. And you know, is this, say, 80? Let's put a random number out there. Say if 93% or 94% of your locker room is vaccinated, and you're one of the guys who are not vaccinated, and you got COVID, and you know, they're saying that even if you get vaccinated, you can still get the virus.
You can still catch it, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, that person passes it on, and then, you know, now they have a forfeit. And that one guy didn't get it. Now the whole locker room is against you. Like, that locker room is going to turn that player so damn fast. It's going to be crazy. And then you're going to have the other team. And then the other team's already going to be pissed because they had nothing to do with this. And he's just messing with their money, too. So it's going to be tough. And I get why the players are saying, like, look, I don't want to go through all that. I don't want to go through messing up my teammates' money. I don't want to, you know, mess up a chance of us forfeiting a game, because that game could be important. And who knows, it could mess up our playoff seed. And then if that happens, you're going to have the fans, the players, everybody's going to be going at this guy. I mean, social media is real. Like, if that person had a game canceled, he needs a delete all social media.
And if we miss the playoffs because of it or something like that,
bro, he needs to delete everything, disable everything, and just go on vacation somewhere, and just, like, get a hotel somewhere, and just get away from everybody, because they are going after. They're gonna go after this guy.
Yeah, I thought Nick Williams brought a good point though, because, you know, if you're still vaccinated, you could still carry the virus, and he brought up a good point. He's like, what if a vaccinated player brings the virus, because they'll obviously have less restrictions, because they, once you're vaccinated in the NFL, you have, you know, the restrictions are pretty much gone. You could go out, where if you are not vaccinated, there's more restrictions where, you know, you got to just kind of go to the field and home almost essentially during the NFL season.
I guess what the NFL is doing is, and if that situation like that were to happen, I don't think that person will get penalized or the team will get penalized because they essentially did everything in their power to prevent themselves from getting the virus. They got the vaccine. Unfortunately, you can still get it if you're around somebody. It could be a family member. It could be teammates.
Anybody. Anywhere. Just like at a restaurant, whatever.
So I think they're penalizing the people who are saying, look, I'm not doing everything in my power to avoid myself from getting this virus, to avoid the NFL from losing money.
Yeah. But that's what it boils down to. The thing that just doesn't really like make sense to me almost because they said they don't want to add a week 19. Like that is just something they don't want to do. Everything wants to be on schedule, get the playoffs and everything on schedule, Super Bowl, everything. But like we mentioned, what if a vaccinated player gets it? Because the rule is for unvaccinated players. Because what you're saying is exactly right. But like, what if they can't reschedule that game in the 18-week season and it was a vaccinated player then? Then what happens? Because
I think they'll have to revisit that and see what happens. I don't think they're going to be penalized like a person who's not vaccinated.
Yeah. So I don't know.
They're going to revisit it. I don't know exactly what would happen if that did happen. I don't know.
I think we just need to hear more logistics on it. I think there is going to be more logistics as this goes on because I don't think this is just the end of it, honestly. I think as we get into training camp and to preseason, we're going to get more.
It's definitely tough. I can tell you that. Sure. It is tough. And it puts these players who has a strong belief, and it's all about players. It's all about the individual's belief, how they feel about it.
Yeah.
Whether you got the shot and you believe it's going to save you from having COVID and spreading around, or if you just feel like it's not tested properly or you just don't want to get it right now. But either or, man. I mean, everybody has their own opinion on it and everybody's right to their own opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I don't bash people I see people do it. Like I see people bash people like, oh, you're not educated because you don't have the vaccine.
It's game political. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't think it should be that. I think everybody has an opinion on it. And whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it, it's your belief. And I think everybody should be right to that belief. And it's tough for the players who have that belief that, look, they really don't want to get it. And now they're being put in a corner.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do, man. I honestly don't. But this is a tough topic, man. And I'm pretty sure some of the listeners that are here have an input on this topic right now.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys want to come up, we could talk like the Packers situation that we talked on early. We can get back to more football or we could talk about what the NFL is doing. So if you guys want to hop on, we could do that. If not, we can just end it. It's all good. Yeah. Doesn't matter either way.
Is there anybody that want to hop on really quick to give their 2 cents on this topic?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, anonymous.
Damn.
Is it me or is he here multiple times?
For me, it's just here once.
Okay. Anonymous, Welcome back to the show, man.
Just turn the TV just a little down, please.
Yeah, I just turned it on. I'm watching the Olympic ceremony. So.
Oh, no problem. Man.
Welcome back to the show, man. You're here.
On. Yeah, man. It's a pretty good Friday. I was chilling. Wifey's out.
Oh.
Hanging out with a girl. So.
Okay.
I hear you, man. So Anonymous, man, let me hear your perspective, bro. What's your thoughts on everything right now?
So it seems like the NFL could always walk to their own rules. I mean, in every other industry, and I know that professional sports in general is different from every other industry. You can't fire people or prevent them or dock their pay for not getting a vaccination. So I don't understand how this is legal.
You know what? And I do want to kind of cut you off right there, because I did hear a story of a hospital that made it mandatory that all their staff get vaccinated. If not, they would be terminated. So it looks like, depending on your employment, they are making it some companies are making it mandatory, or some companies are doing it like the NFL right now, saying, look, you're either doing this or XYZ happens. And the NFL is kind of like a organization that, look, if you don't follow their rules, they could take a game check. If a game is forfeited, yeah, I could definitely see them doing that in a legal way. So it's not like, oh, you know, maybe some legal act. I could see this thing being perfectly legal. If a game's being forfeited and it's not being played, then the players don't get a game check. It just, that's as simple as that. And it's tough. And like you said, man, it's, whew.
Yeah. It's weird. I agree, man. This is something that, it's like you have to be a doctor to have an opinion, kind of. Or, you know, because there's so much bad information on both sides that you don't know who to trust. And that's been going on since this whole pandemic started.
Yep.
But, I mean, I wonder if they could just give it another option to take a... oh, shit, my bad. My wife just got home. That's the... Hey.
Tell her we said hi.
Yep, Noni. They said hi. I'm on that podcast now. That's what's up. All right. But, yeah, I wonder, you know, they should at least give an option to opt out again this year. Because last year, of course, it was the pandemic. Nobody really knew how serious COVID was. Yeah. Now it's kind of the same thing. Nobody really knows, like Malcolm said, what the long-term effects would be for this vaccination.
I think they will give the players an opt-out option as well. If they don't...
That period already expired.
Are you going to extend it? Well, I mean, the new rule just came out. They have to give them some type of option if you're not comfortable with this.
And that's why it's so messed up, because, like, as soon as that opt-out period, like, expired, like, all right, we got a new COVID rule. I mean, everybody, like, buckle up.
Yeah.
I mean, buckle up, everybody. We have a new COVID rule.
This is a huge rule. It's not like everybody was like, what? A small rule. So, like, I think they got to give the players an option. If you're not comfortable, like, you know, you could sit out for the year or whatever, right?
They have to.
I mean, that would be logical, but...
It is the NFL, man. The NFL does put some games sometimes.
I don't know. I don't trust the NFLPA, man. I don't know how to do that.
NFL does what they want. NFL does what they want. And it's annoying sometimes, you know.
Yeah, so, man. Like I'll say, it's a very tough situation. But let's talk about some positive news. The Packers. How do you feel about Packers. Green Bay? How do you feel about Adams' long-term deal not going through? They're pissed. Nothing's going right with Green Bay right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, one of my friends at work, he's a partial owner, quote unquote. Like, I guess he owns a stock of the Packers. So we always tease him every time something like this happens about, because he's supposed to be an owner, he's got to fix it. But oh man, we'd be giving him tons of shit.
I can imagine. Like, yo, you need to sign Rodgers. You need to fix this. He probably like, I don't know. I just own stock.
Oh, no, he plays into it. Like, I'm going to have a meeting. I'm going to go to coaches. I'm going to fix this. You know, this is a whole running thing.
He ain't doing nothing. I honestly don't know what they could possibly do to fix this. Tyler, do you have any idea, like, how they could fix this?
There isn't. I mean, they already offered him the second highest paid contract. The only way is if they fire the general manager.
Fire
general? It's not money.
Yeah.
You think it's general manager?
It's got to be someone gets fired that he doesn't like.
Yeah. You think they can't like, that money. You think they can't do like a Rippuccino and like take him like strip clubs, casinos, and wine and dine him? And...
I think Rodgers is too established, and he's done a fair share of that already. I mean, if you offered that to me, I mean, that's a different equation. But like a guy like Aaron Rodgers, I mean, the guy's a millionaire. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
So, all right. So, Rippuccino is out of the question. They can't do that. That's not going to work. All right.
I mean, if you offer me to go to Bazookies, I mean, shit. I'm a single man. I'm 20 years old. If they say you can get in, you're not 21, you can get into Bazookies. Like, all right.
Legends. Like, all right, I'm back on the Packers. I'm here.
I'm kidding.
So here's,
but yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, so Packers have been, I don't know if you could say smart or just they just had like 30 years of luck. Because they've done a perfect job of, you know, passing the torch from one player to another. Obviously, we know Favre to Rodgers. But even more than that, look at the wide receiver position. Ever since the late 80s, they've had a top wide receiver on their team. And you think about it, it's from Sterling Sharp to Antonio Freeman, Donald Driver, Greg James.
Jordy Nelson,
Randall Cobb, and now Devontae Adams. But like you guys mentioned earlier, who the hell is behind Devontae Adams? They don't have anyone to fill those shoes right now and to pass the torch. And all those wide receivers, they've always had them.
Bring Tyler.
Always, yeah, Tyler.
Are they offering Bazookies?
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I just feel like, you know, Adams is under contract for at least this year, so I will at least try to keep him. Aaron Rodgers sounds like he's not going to come back. And even if he does come back, what is that going to do to the locker room after he spent the whole offseason, you know, trashing the organization and talking about how he's fed up? So even if he does come and play this year, do you really want that?
You just don't know what you're going to get out of it. You know, I think if he is in the locker room somehow, I feel like the players will put that to the side and everyone will be focused. But the problem is, I don't think we can get him in the locker room in Green Bay. That's the problem. I think if he could reach the locker room, I think he'll be fine, honestly.
I don't know. I think it has nobody really knows what his issues are. But I think it has something to do with the coaches, too.
I think it's just
the management. I think it has something to do with LaFleur.
I think it's everything. I mean, he's even said it's everything that it's gone in Green Bay, basically. Like, since he's been there till now, it's a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't even know. I have no idea how they could fix this. Just trade the poor guy. Just the free Rodgers, free Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. I wouldn't say the poor guy. Just trade the guy. I wouldn't say the poor.
Trade him.
Just trade him.
Make him happy.
That's what I would do if I was the Packers. But thankfully, we're not. I think they're gonna be dumb and they're gonna handle this horribly, and it's gonna benefit the Lions.
Let me ask you a question. You said you would keep Adams.
I would keep Adams.
You would keep Adams, but. Knowing the chance that you might have no chances, lock him in long term. You'll still keep him.
And that's not even speculating because he's already ending contract talks as soon as this more Rodgers stuff is coming out. So, like, I don't think you could sign him long term. Like, that's not even just saying that. Like, I just don't think it's going to happen.
You might not, but so here's if so we don't really know how bad the situation is between Adams and the Packers yet. We know how bad it is between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And the thing with Devontae Adams, he's under contract for this year. You know, they cut off the talks for extension past this season. And he already admitted that he's going to come to camp and he's going to play this year. So it doesn't seem like it's as bad. And another reason that I would keep him is because, like you guys said, Jordan Love hadn't taken a snap, assuming he's the number two quarterback on the depth chart. So you're going to need the top wide receiver in the league to help with Jordan Love or whatever other quarterback it may be to bring them along. And if you play the cards right, I don't know if there's anyone else available in free agency or if they do have any, you know, young guys that they drafted or signed from undrafted free agents. If there is some talent there, you know, at least let them get another season learning as an understudy to Devontae Adams.
So you're okay with losing him out in free agency for essentially nothing because he would just become an unrestricted free agent at that point. And you're just saying just running with Jordan Love and Adams?
That's what I would do. Or whatever the quarterback would be in front of Jordan Love.
I'll say this.
So if they do lose him in free agency, they'll still get a
Well, it depends. If they don't sign anybody, if they don't sign anybody, so like they're not going to sign anybody. I mean, if you sign any big money receiver, though, you almost lose your compensatory pick at that point. So like, it just it could be anybody. So if you just sign a guy that makes like maybe a little under Davante Adams, they could the NFL could rule saying you don't get the compensatory pick because you got a number one receiver. But
yeah, it depends. It's your net loss versus your net gains.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll say this. If they're in a position to compete, like if they think Love is good enough to get you to the playoffs, maybe damn win a playoff game, I'll do it.
You would run it back?
Yeah, I'll keep Adams. If Love is playing at a high level, like if he's good, like really good, and you know the Packers are, you know, they're clicking on all cylinders and they're in the head of the division right now, keep him.
Yeah.
Or if he's balling out in camp and preseason, keep him. Yeah, but if he's struggling, if Love is struggling, and that team look like they're just going downhill, what's the point of keeping Adams?
I think this is a riskier decision, but you could wait till the trade deadline.
And just see how the cards play out.
Just like you said.
Yeah, I think that'll be the best move to do it if you're going to do it, because at that point, if you're still in it, or if you have a good record, keep him.
And if you're bad,
if you're horrible, you need to get rid of him and get draft capital. And
but the risk is, what if Adams gets hurt?
And if he gets hurt,
I mean, that's what happens. That's the risk of waiting till the deadline. But I agree with you guys. I would wait till the deadline to make that decision on Adams. If you're winning, you can win the North, and you have a legitimate shot in the playoffs. You always try to compete and try to win the Super Bowl, and you try to convince Adams at that point that we have a quarterback with Jordan Love.
If they're doing good and Love is balling, he might want to stay.
Yeah, he might sign the extension in midseason, because you could sign guys in midseason. So
yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting. So, but they're in shambles, so we'll take it for that.
Yeah, keep it as is. I mean, they're in shambles, so let's hope for that, man.
Oh, all right, guys.
Anonymous, man, bro, thank you so much for coming on again, bro. You are. You're number one.
Anytime. I enjoy this more than you guys probably, so.
we love this.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Appreciate
all right, Anonymous, man. Take care, bro.
Night.
Yep, y'all take it easy. See ya.
Yep.
All right, guys. And with that being said, hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. Like I said, it's always much appreciated. If you could leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever network you are listening to, it is always much appreciated. And with that being said, we will be back very soon talking some NFL training camp, talking some NFL preseason, and then, you know what? The NFL regular season coming up, so I'm excited. And I know Malcolm's excited, and we'll have Peter back as soon as possible as well. So we're out, guys. Peace.
All right, it's your boy Malcolm. And like Tyler said, man, go to Apple Pod, leave those 5-star reviews, you know, hook it up. And, you know, football season right around the corner, man, so I can't wait. Cannot wait. And, yeah, I guess with that being said, I'm out. Peace.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.